Hey, good evening to you. Increase the volume on your radio just slightly so you don't miss anything. This is going to be an amazing show. It's City Trends. My name is Philippa Sean, and you're welcome to the best 30 minutes of technology talk on Ghana Radio today. Ahead in the show today, we reflect on what was an exciting and successful Africa ICT and Mobile Expo 2015, also known as MobEx 2015.
I'm always excited with technology. I'm particularly excited about mobile technology. It's the big wave. At different conferences, you cannot neglect or ignore the headways that Sub-Saharan Africa, emerging markets are making with mobile technology.
For me, the interesting thing is we have a lot of players in the industry who are here today. I think that's the biggest plus, that they are here, they are exhibiting, because this gives them an opportunity to talk to each other, right? And even to get to know who else is doing things in different spaces. So I think that's a great plus.
Snookode, an app featured on the show in the first quarter of the year, launches a collaboration with the Ghana Ambulance Service as it aims to solve Ghana's addressing problems.
And yeah, so we are very excited about this. And we are thankful to all the people who believed in us that we could do it. And yeah, it's...
Later in the show, Mawuli Chikata and Awo Apalu will bring you some of the most topical technology news stories and some interesting apps to keep you at your productive best. As usual, you can get in touch with the show via CityFM's official Facebook and Twitter pages using the hashtag CityTrends. You may also get in touch with me directly via my Twitter handle at Kofi Ashon. Much love to all the faithful listeners of the show like Ebenezer Juma, Cyber Potato, Shinkin, Nicholas Isuman, Alex Latte, Nana Kwame Abuaje, and everyone else. A big welcome to you if this is your first time of tuning in. I hope you enjoy it. If you have downloaded Windows 10 and have a comment or two about it, I'm hosting two listeners of the show next week, and you can be part of that panel. Tweet at me using my handle at Kofi Ashon and with the hashtag Windows 10 Chat, and I will have a sit down with you as we break it all down. And now, if you're ready, let's get busy with the show.
Africa Mobile and ICT Expo 2015 is happening currently at the Accra International Conference Center. And I decided to pay the event a visit, a very elaborately advertised event. And when you walk into the foyer or the conference center, you are immediately met...
Well, that was me as I walked through the doors of the Accra International Conference Center for the Africa ICT and Mobile Expo 2015, better known as MobEx 2015. My first impression was, wow, there were people everywhere. Booths and cubicles had completely taken up the foyer of the conference center.
Different technology companies, and from Surfline to Huawei to Suba Info Systems, to Holiday Inn, you'd even have service providers who are offering some of their new products using various technologies to do that.
Anyone who was anyone in the technology community in Ghana was there for the three-day fair.
Okay, so it brings together all sort of technology enthusiasts and people from academia and people from industry, and it's a good thing. We don't have anything like this all over the continent. So once we have something like this, with all the conversations going on and the collaborations and partnerships, I think that this is something that should continue.
I think for me, the interesting thing is we have a lot of players in the industry who are here today. I think that's the biggest plus, that they are here, they are exhibiting, because this gives them an opportunity to talk to each other, right? And even to get to know who else is doing things in different spaces. So I think that's a great plus. I think a bit of they could have been organized a bit better, but hopefully that will be better next year. There is tomorrow and Friday to also do a very good job around that. I think obviously there's a lot of, a good amount of government participation, but not enough. The vice president was here today, but I didn't really see him meet anybody. So that's a bit of a worry for me. I think there should be a lot more space for people to be able to meet. I think the conference is too much exhibit and talk. There should be meeting. Aside that, it's been great. I think it's very good. I'm happy with the kinds of people who are exhibiting and who are here.
I'm always excited with technology. I'm particularly excited about mobile technology. It's the big wave. At different conferences, you cannot neglect or ignore the headways that Sub-Saharan Africa emerging markets are making with mobile technology. If you look at finance, commerce, mobile technology is leading the way and making us reach a lot of the difficult to reach areas, whether it's rural areas in terms of microfinancing or connectivity or access to internet. We're seeing that mobile phones are traveling much faster than sometimes electricity poles can travel. So it's in order that we do have a mobile expo that explores both innovations that are currently available, but localizes it, brings partners on board. The software applications are just as important as the hardware and the type of devices that are churned out yearly by the big boys. But it's exciting that some of the more localized and as well as the private entrepreneurs who are creating or are in that space also get to share, speak up, to also innovate, and then they can also play around in that space to solving local problems. So I'm excited.
The expo was made up of an exhibition and a series of forums. The forums covered topics such as the SIM box phenomenon, rural telephony and communication, data protection and cyberbullying, maximizing mobile technology for development, harnessing social media to increase marketing, and increasing consumer participation through games. The three-day expo was kicked off with a thought leadership conference, which was moderated by Bernard Avler of City FM, and with the likes of Madam Eva Loco, Dorothy Gordon, Professor Ni Kweno, and others on the panel. Here are excerpts.
So you have to ask yourself, why is it that Ghanaian women are not even using the device when they have the device? Because of course, with income levels, fewer women have access to smartphones. But we know the device allows you to do business better. It allows you to get an education. They're not using it. The second thing is, if you look at the kind of people who are attending this event, which is celebrating innovation, you see that a lot of them are frustrated by barriers within the ecosystem. These are barriers that exist in many places. The key barrier is how to make online payments. How is it that I can develop my app? If I put it on the app store, certain app store will charge me $100 to register my app and $100 every year to renew the application. If I put it on the app store where it's completely free, it gets drowned because there are just so many apps out there. And before, and this is where Ghana has made good progress, the NCA now gives the short codes. So that means that a young entrepreneur can get up and go and get the short code, and it will apply for all the telco providers within the country. But this area of e-payments, and the fact that if you have, let's say, a website where you want people to be able to pay you for a service or a product, and using the mobile, knowing that most of our population accesses through the mobile, they can't pay you easily. There are a lot of workarounds. We have a lot of innovations like Empower Payments, iWallets. I could name so many of them, but it doesn't integrate well with the outside. And we want to be able to sell outside of Ghana.
Yes, there may be challenges with payments and other things, but in my several years of experience forcing to bring technology here, the barriers are elsewhere. Unfortunately, much of the barriers are with our people ourselves. It's a capacity issue. In fact, if you look closely and ask yourselves, how many of you really routinely write programs, you'll find out that it's a minuscule amount. Most of us are managers, advocates, development experts, and so on. But very few of our population, even here, are active programmers. And that is part of the challenge, meaning that we can only talk about it, but we ourselves cannot go off and do something about it. And that's the first challenge. Of course, the academics are doing their best to bring up different types of capacities and so on. It does not mean that it's not being addressed, but I'm saying it has been a challenge from that time. and it is still the challenge now. Okay? I remember when PCs first came, the first microprocessors that came around, we all thought that was going to be the breakthrough. It was going to be the thing that would transform the society. But it created more gaps because we're not ready to jump on the wave. My concern is that if we are not careful, the current wave of mobiles may be the same. Because all of us are using it to access information or applications elsewhere. And our market will be filled. And that is really a concern.
There's always this money problem. Because unfortunately, we are in an era that started before we all came into this world, where the men are dominating and frightening every woman into going into technology and into science and also into... So you have a situation where the women are afraid, plus they don't have the means. This is why you have this big gap between the women and the men. But you see, we are in 2015. When I developed my first program in school, not the home one, in school, you have to put a whole strip of paper down to check your mistake if the thing goes crazy. Because we didn't have gadgets. The first website I developed, it took me months because you were coding. Today, click, drop, expand, click, drop, expand, 30 minutes, website. So what is it that women can't do? What is it that the young people can't do? If you talk about application, we didn't know about generations. We were doing what, C++. Some of the names, if I call, some of you won't even know it. You know? But now, it's all high level. So that youth are ready to dazzle us. But then there's no facilitation. Then you have the Ministry of Communications. And then you have the telcos and the manufacturers. They are not collaborating enough.
In the end, here are what some of the exhibitors and participants had to say about the event.
Well, since we've been here, a lot of people have been curious to find out about the app and everything that's going on here. From like, unlike other fairs, where people just pass by and wait for you to call them in, everybody just coming around, and at the time we got so much like a big group, everybody just wanting to listen to, and the people are being a bit responsive about everything. And then...
And a lot of people also now are like, hey, so you guys do this, I'll get in touch with you. So it's a bit of both surprise and some also looking ahead how they can partner with you. And it's just giving us also new ideas to see how we can make this industry more solid and grow the group bigger in terms of people who have, in terms of how to motivate people who want to be in this industry to see that it's not a dead end, it's just the beginning.
In the next 2 weeks, I will bring you some of the sessions from the expo so you get to understand where the ICT industry in Ghana is headed. The event definitely left a mark. That is a fact. As to how it establishes itself as a major technology event on the nation's calendar will depend on MOBEX 2016 or, as I hear, the next MOBEX event in Takoradi. Till then, I guess it's just a matter of time. You're still tuned in to City Trends on 97.3 City FM. My name is Philip Ashon. You may get in touch with the show via City FM's official Facebook and Twitter pages using the hashtag City Trends. You may also get in touch with me directly via my Twitter handle at Kofi Ashon. And now, Awo Apalu shares some insight with us on the apps segment of the show. Awo.
Hi there. It's another week and I'm excited to bring you another edition of apps on City Trends. My name is Awo Apalu. Yahoo has introduced a new app called Live Text, LiveText, Live Text. This app joins the functions of a bunch of ideas from other apps. With Live Text, you can have video conversations with your friends, but without sound. You can add text to the message and give it better context by placing it over your facial reaction, and the text disappears after some seconds of the recipient viewing the message. It's an odd app, I must agree, but once you start using it, you might discover a good purpose for it. The second app for today is Be Somebody. Besomebody. Be Somebody. Be Somebody is an attempt to build a network of people who care deeply about certain topics. You can join sessions to meet with people who share your passion. You can take the opportunity to learn more about the topic from others, or if you're an expert, you can host a session of your own and earn money teaching others about the things you love. It is a win-win situation. Download the app and get started. Remember me when you make your millions from teaching. Our final app for today is called Power Nap App. It is incredibly simple. The only thing the app does is to serve as a timer for naps. You may ask yourself, why would I need such a thing? Well, because naps are the best. That is, if you can get a cozy, quiet place to doze off for a while. There are great health benefits that can come from taking 15 to 30 minutes out of your day to get back to normal. Download this app and try it out. You won't regret it. Well, that'll be all for today's edition of Apps on City Trends. Check out the apps I featured today, Live Text, Be Somebody, and the Power Nap app. My name is Awo Apalu, and I'll see you next week.
Thank you so much, Awo. The apps she shared today were Live Text, Be Somebody, and Power Nap app. Now, in the first quarter of the year, a young man by name Cess, that's what he says we should call him, sold us an ambitious vision. He said he wanted to solve the addressing problem of Ghana with a product he calls Snoocode. This is what he said.
So basically, Snoocode is our attempt at providing a solution to the addressing problem that we have in Ghana. We started working on it before it was, you know, it was, I don't know, sexy or or important or whatever it is that people call it today. We started working on this, you know, as far back as 2007. And in creating Snoocode, what we wanted to do was to create an addressing system that made all the use of all the modern technologies that we have available to us today, at the same time being accessible to absolutely as many people as possible. And in the end, we've come up with, you know, a system, you know, that, you know, has been winning award after award after award.
That was several months ago. Today, he took the dream a step further. Snoocode launched the Snoocode Ambulance Service app. This is what it is all about.
So in the past, you basically had to call the ambulance service. You had to describe your local area using landmarks, churches, blue kiosks, and all other kinds of landmarks. And you also had to give them your number, because even though you had done all of those things, they would still get lost. But with Snoocode, it's really easy. You have an emergency, you call the ambulance service, you give them the code, and they find you. There's nothing more to it. There's no middleman, there is no network to go down, there is no server to go down, there is nothing, you know. As long as you can make that call to the ambulance service and give them the code, they will be able to find you.
That was Cess speaking. An incredible project, if you ask me. Now, Professor Ahmed Zakaria, who is the CEO of the Ghana Ambulance Service, tells me how important this product is to the emergency services in the country.
The importance about this particular technology is that hitherto, people have difficulty giving directions, and the ambulance crew will also have a challenge locating houses. But with the Snoocode, once the person activates it in the ambulance, you are able to get direct access to the person's house. So it's really a technology that will improve emergency care system.
What does technology like this mean for the future of healthcare service delivery in Ghana?
What it means is that in future you can easily sit in the comfort of your house and direct the ambulance to get to your house. Hitherto, even when you want to call the ambulance service, two things happen. One, you are afraid they may delay. Two, you are afraid they may not be able to locate your house, and therefore you think it's easier to take a cab or a taxi. But with the Snoocode system, it gives you the confidence that once you dial the emergency line and you're able to activate your code, you can easily direct them to your house. So it's really going to help improve access to emergency care.
For you personally, which other areas within the healthcare delivery system, especially with ambulance service, do you think you would require the input of new technology?
Especially to be able to link the ambulance service to all our healthcare facilities, so that at least there will be direct communication between the ambulance service, the pre-hospital setting, and then the emergency care services, you understand? The other reality is that you should also, in future, advance to a point where you are able to send data from the pre-hospital setting to the hospital, whereby by the time the ambulance gets or arrives at the hospital, definitely the hospital has all the data needed to prepare for the care of the patient.
Dorothy Gordon, considered to be a leading mind in the field of technology in Ghana, was at the launch and had this to say about the potential of the product.
Very often when young and ingenious technological, gifted technological people walk through the door of our government agencies, they inspire a little bit of wariness, a little bit of fear of the unknown. Who is this person? Can I trust them? Will I invest my time to understand the difference they can make to my service? And the ambulance service has partnered with Snucode. It is not an overnight partnership. You have worked together, you piloted it together to make sure that it actually functions to the best possible, you know, the best possible level for all Ghanaians. So I want to congratulate you, ambulance service. And I want to remind us that there are a lot more opportunities. So I'd like to ask Dr. Zakaria to leverage with his colleagues, whether it is in NADMO, it is in the police service, town and country planning, ISD, all the allied bodies which need this kind of solution, so that we get it integrated as fast as possible. We are saving lives, we are building a nation. I want to thank the team at Vodafone for believing in the Snucode and sponsoring this project. That is another factor that holds back our young developers. There are many stories about how great tech companies and the great tech companies now are coming from Asia and a few historic from the US. Those people survive because they have, as we say in investment speak, friends, fools, and family to support them. Nobody can sit at home and spend the time that you need to put in to develop a world-class application without any means of finding shelter and eating. That's the minimum. I think clothes are a real option as well. But what usually happens is in Ghana, if you've gone to school, there are a lot of people who are waiting to depend upon you. And you do not have that luxury and time to be sitting, working, and hoping that somebody is going to recognize your talents. So there's a lot of work that we're doing at this center through our innovation weeks, our innovation hub, to make people aware that we have all of this talent in Ghana and make people aware of the opportunities that that talent offers them in terms of solutions that are adapted to Ghana. So when a major multinational like Vodafone picks up a Ghana-made solution and supports it, it's a wonderful message that is going out there to that community. And I hope many others are going to emulate your example. You know, there is a lot of talk about how I sit on a lot of panels and I'm supposed to be the expert on ICT for development. And they always ask me, why is it that African economies are not making that real transition to economic growth that is linked to the digital revolution? I believe that today, in this event, we're showing them that it's happening. It's not always that they see it. It's not an overnight thing. But this kind of initiative gives a lot of hope, not only to the developer who came up with the ingenious idea, the partnering institution, as well as the supporting institution, which is the telco, which is an enabler of that economic growth.
The only way for this product to work is if Ghanaians buy into it. I spoke to a number of them who were at the launch. Here is what they had to say.
I think this app is good and it allows one to get to know the exact location when looking for another person. So I think it's good. The precision is good.
I think it will help speed up the emergency service. One guy in the team introduced me to it, so I was able to download it. So as I know, when I develop my code, either at my workplace, my house, or wherever I often I'll be able to access the emergency service when I call 193, and then I give them the code, and then they'll locate where I am.
Well, I think it's a good app for the emergency services, but Ghana, we are not used to the app system yet. So I think the phone calls, the 193, if they can improve on the 193, it would be better, but we'll still try and use the app and help the emergency services do their job well. They should work on a security system well. So these addresses that people come out and log on to the Snooko doesn't leak out to other people.
I think it's okay. It's a good app. But then in terms of download, I'm sure people will do. But as to usage, you know this a part of what we are not too inclined exactly with such apps, you know.
I think it's a great initiative, especially with how technology can solve disaster issues. I think that the Snoop Code app is phenomenal because now you can be identified anywhere you are. You don't need to struggle. The ambulance service doesn't need to struggle. Emergency response team doesn't need to struggle. They'll come to where you are at any time. I think that this is a new break in our society, especially with the emergence of new technology. And I think that CES and his team have done a really great job. Yeah, I think that now, for instance, banks will not find it difficult in identifying their clients, especially when they send out money and they don't get it back. Because now, if there's a code that can really find the address of their clients, it's easy. Previously, I can give you my house number, but even it's difficult to even identify the exact house. Yeah, and I think that's the solution that it is app provides.
In the meantime, Mauli Chikata is here with Trending. Mauli,
a very good evening to you doing the listening and welcome to the segment on City Trends dedicated to the latest in technology news all around the world. We call it Trending and my name is Mauli Chikata. Our first story for today has to do with a new smartphone from Samsung due to be launched soon. Critics generally claim that Samsung Galaxy S6 is one of the best smartphones the company has ever made in terms of both design and power. It is now being hinted that Samsung may launch a 5.5-inch Galaxy S6 Edge Plus phablet. In case you are wondering what a phablet is, well, it is basically a phone with the size of a tablet. Barely 24 hours after the launch, Windows 10 is already installed on more than 14 million computers, Microsoft has announced. The number could have been even bigger, but Microsoft is delivering the update to those who reserved it in phases to ensure the process goes smoothly for everyone. There's a huge difference between Windows 8 and Windows 10. The latter is free for everyone running Windows 7, 8 or 8.1, as well as all users in the Windows Insider program. Those who reserve their upgrade but still haven't received it should watch out for a notification in their system tray, and users who still haven't reserved the upgrade can do so via the Get Windows 10 app. If you know some blind people who would love to get their hands on some wearable devices, tell them that time is close. Dot, a smartwatch created by South Korean startup, finally gives the visually impaired a way to access digital information. With the ability to send text messages, set alarms, and read location directions, this innovation will get a lot of people seeing the light of technology. Dot can alert users of incoming notifications, which are sent to the watch through Bluetooth from a phone. In yet another story for this week, a hitchhiking robot, that relied on the kindness of strangers to travel the world has been found with its head and arms ripped off. The robot known as Hitchbot was found damaged beyond repair on the streets of Philadelphia on Saturday. It had earlier hitched across Canada for 26 days and completed a hitchhiking adventure through Germany. The robot had GPS and could hold basic conversation with its traveling companion. In our final story for this week, Facebook has built its own drone that will bring internet connectivity to remote parts of the world. The drone, which has a wingspan of a Boeing 737, will operate as high as 90,000 feet in the air and can stay airborne for 90 days at a time. Facebook said the drones would be able to offer internet speeds of 10 gigabits a second. They will be tested in the US later this year. It was designed in the UK by Facebook's aerospace team. That will be all for trending this week. My name is Mauli Chikata, and I'll be with you next week.
Many thanks, Mauli, for those updates. Now remember that two of you wonderful listeners can join me on the show next week as we break down the new Windows 10. Tweet at me using my handle at Kofi Ashon with the hashtag Windows 10 chat, and I will have a sit down with you next week as we break Windows 10 down. That will be all for today's show. Many thanks to the team for a great show and to you for doing the listening. MobX 2016 is heading to TechRadar and you should check it out. Also, you can download Snookode today on the Android Play Store to get an address and also reach out to the emergency services when crisis hits. My name is Philippa Sean. Until next week, I bid you farewell. Stay techie.